Welcome back to another episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, here with the ever-curious Jamie, ready to dive into some cutting-edge tech talk.
Hey everyone, today's topic is super interesting and a bit complex. We're talking about building a production MCP server in TypeScript, featuring OAuth 2.1, streamable HTTP transport, and much more. Alex, I hope you've had your coffee because this sounds intense.
Oh, absolutely, Jamie. It's a lot. But fear not, we'll break it down. We're essentially setting up a server that handles tasks with secure authorization and real-time capabilities. Let's get started with what MCP actually means, Model Context Protocol. It's all about context-aware communications between systems.
Right? Like when different applications need to talk to each other securely and effectively, right?
Exactly. Now, let's add OAuth 2.1 into the mix. It's a protocol for authorization, ensuring that the right entities have access to the right resources without exposing user passwords.
So it's like the bouncer at a club checking your ID before letting you in.
Perfect analogy, Jamie. Now, imagine you have a list of tasks in this club. With OAuth 2.1, not only can we ensure who can enter, but also who can read the list, add a task, or mark one as complete. The next big term for today is streamable HTTP. This is a transport method that allows our MCP server to communicate in real time, which is great for tasks that need immediate updates.
Real-time updates. So it's like knowing the moment your friend texts you back.
Spot on. Now, implementing this involves some serious coding. We start by setting up an Express server, then integrate our MCP logic with OAuth for security and handle real-time data with streamable HTTP.
Hold up, you mentioned Express. That's like the foundation, right?
Yes. It handles our server requests and routes them appropriately. Think of it as the underlying framework that helps us manage the interactions coming into our server.
Got it. And all of this is done in TypeScript, which, from what I understand, helps catch errors early with its typing system, right?
You're learning fast. TypeScript is JavaScript with superpowers. Those types really help us manage larger code bases safely.
Okay. Let's talk about scopes. That's like having different levels of access, correct?
Right again. In our tasks example, some users can read tasks, while others can also write them. Each action requires a specific scope of authorization.
Makes sense. It's like having a keycard at work that only lets you into certain rooms.
Exactly. And all of this needs to be super secure, which is why we use tools like Jose for token validation, ensuring that every access token is valid and has the correct permissions.
Security is huge, especially with all the scary breaches we hear about.
Indeed. And to add an extra layer of security, we implement DNS rebinding protection and host header allow listing to prevent certain types of cyber attacks.
All this in about 300 lines of TypeScript across 5 files? That sounds almost too good to be true.
It's the power of modern frameworks and efficient coding practices. Plus, we make sure everything is observable and debuggable with structured logging.
This has been a whirlwind tour, Alex. From OAuth to real-time HTTP and security, I feel like I've just completed a mini bootcamp in server setup.
You've held up brilliantly, Jamie. And to our listeners, we hope this episode sheds some light on how powerful and intricate modern web servers can be, especially when handling tasks securely and efficiently.
Thank you all for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Until next time, keep those servers secure and those tasks streamlined.
Happy coding, everyone.